Time, brought to you by Elder Dan Parker and the Afton Road Primitive Baptist Church of Blairs, Virginia. Now, here's Elder Parker.
Good evening, friends. Well, we welcome you to the broadcast tonight. I'm Elder Dan Parker, pastor of the Afton Road Primitive Baptist Church in Danville, Virginia. We count it a wonderful blessing to be able to come to you by this means and preach the everlasting gospel of the Son of God. We hope you'll gather around and stay tuned as we come into your home, that you will follow along with us in the Word of God, in the Scriptures, and you will search these things out that you hear on this program. We thank the Lord for those that we have heard from and for your support and your prayers. We invite you to come and be with us at the Afton Road Church. Afton Road Church meets every Sunday morning. Singing begins at 10:30, preaching at 11 o'clock. You'd find a warm, cordial welcome at Afton Road Church. Before we get into the message, let us look to the Lord in prayer. Most holy, eternal, all-wise God, our Father, Thou who art our refuge and strength, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come before Thee to ask Thee for Thy help tonight. I ask Thee, Lord, to bless the message to the hearts of Thy people, that they might see the truth as it is in Christ, that those who believe in Thy sovereign grace, that it would comfort and console their hearts and minds. Open the door for us, that we might walk through it, and we'll give Thee all the praise, honor, and glory. For it is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that I pray. Amen. I want to speak to you tonight on a subject that is very familiar in the Word of God and is taught throughout the Word of God in the Old Testament and the New. And that's the teaching or the doctrine of eternal security. Now, there are some people in the world of Christendom that do not believe in eternal security. That means that God's people shall never lose their relationship with God. They shall never lose their eternal life which God has given to them, and they can never be severed from the love of Almighty God. There are people in the world of Christendom that do believe in eternal security, but they believe that a person did something in order to become a child of God, but after that he becomes a child of God, he cannot lose his eternal life. And then there are those people that believe that a person must do something in order to be saved in heaven or to become a child of God. But if they backslide, they can lose their eternal salvation. And they can be cut off from God, or that he might cut them off forever and ever. There are those people that believe that if a person comes to an altar or they make a profession of faith, that if they backslide, they were never a child of God to start with. Well, all three positions is incorrect and is false. The teaching of God's Word is that a child of God, one that God has called by His grace, that He has given eternal life to, that person did not do anything to receive eternal life, and that person cannot do anything to lose that eternal life. That person is a child of God forever. That person was loved of God from eternity. Jesus died for them, and His precious blood was shed for them, and His blood washed them, and His death saved them from their sins, and the Holy Spirit gives them spiritual life or quickens them into eternal life, and that inner man that is quickened is saved for heaven, and therefore glory is prepared for that person, and they cannot lose their eternal salvation. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 89, I want to start reading with verse 30. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments. Then will I visit their transgression with a rod, and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. Now here we find that the writer in this particular division of the Psalms plainly states that if his children, now he's talking about the children of God, if his children forsake my law. So we know that the Bible teaches that God's children can forsake his law, and God's children can backslide, and they can turn from God. God's children can harden their hearts against God, but they will not lose their eternal life. But rather, they will be visited by the chastisement of the Lord. Here, the psalmist plainly says that if his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with a rod and their iniquity with stripes. Now, this is a positive declaration that God will visit those who are disobedient, those who do not obey his commandments, his children that forsake his law. He will visit them with his rod. Yet he says here, nevertheless, by no means, nevertheless, no circumstance will prevail for him to utterly forsake them and they lose their identity as a child of God. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. God will not forsake them utterly. That does not mean that he will not chasten them, because it is sure that God will chasten his children who forsake his law and walk not in his statutes and disobey his commandments. In the book of Hebrews chapter 12, the writer of the book of Hebrews makes it very clear that God dealeth with his children as with sons. That is, God deals with us as with sons, because we are the children of God, because we are the sons of God, and that relationship can never be broken. God deals with his children as we live here upon this earth from day to day. The Bible is very clear in the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews that whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. So God loves his children. His love will never diminish for them. His love will never cease, and therefore they cannot be severed from his love. In the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Rome, and he declares there in that 8th chapter, he says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Let me repeat that again in case you missed something in there about the covenant-keeping God who will never fail, who will never lose one of his children, even though they disobey him, yet he will not withdraw his loving kindness from them. "I will not suffer my faithfulness to fail." And he says again, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. But we have example after example in God's Word of God's people who were loved of God, disobeying God, and therefore not persevering. Now, we as Primitive Baptists believe the Bible to teach that all of God's people are preserved in Jesus Christ, and they shall never finally be lost, or they cannot be cast away ultimately in eternal damnation. That they are secure, they are preserved in Jesus Christ. But the Bible also declares that the child of God can backslide and does backslide, and we do sin, and therefore those sins that we commit can separate us from our fellowship with our God, and His chastening rod will be put upon us. I want to look at some examples in God's Word. Now, in the book of Kings, chapter 11, 1 Kings chapter 11, we find about an outstanding king by the name of Solomon. As we all know, that Solomon was the son of David and Bathsheba. After that, God took David's son in death, his baby son, from him. He was blessed, he and Bathsheba, to have another son by the name of Solomon. And the Bible specifically says that God loved him. And Solomon grew up, and Solomon, being a child of God, one of the Lord's people, he was chosen of God to be the king over Israel. Solomon prayed for wisdom, and God granted his prayer. He was one of the wisest men that ever lived upon the face of the earth. But Solomon did not always use the wisdom that God gave to him. The Bible here in 1 Kings chapter 11, we read, "But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the women of the daughters of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites and Ammonites, and Edomites, Zidonianites, and the Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go in to them, neither shall they come in to you. For surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave unto these in love." And in verse 4 it says, "For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father." In verse 6 it says, "And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord, as did David his father." In verse 9, and it says here, "And the Lord was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which he had appeared unto him twice." And it says that he kept not the Lord, what the Lord commanded. Now here we have an individual that it's very clear that God loved him. He's a child of God. He is a great man in the sight of God. He is the king of Israel. He is a man that God granted great wisdom unto. And he was a man that God blessed. But in his old age, when he was old, his wives turned his heart away after other gods. That is, his heart was turned away after their gods. Therefore, he did not worship.